The sky over Gangwagon is doing that thing where it can't decide if it's gray or blue. It's 11 in the morning, and the air is thick enough to swim through. I'm standing outside the Gangwa bus terminal, watching a line of taxis idle with their windows down, and I'm trying to remember the last time I felt a breeze that wasn't manufactured by an air conditioner. Today is my second full day on the island, and I've already learned the rhythm. The morning is for the east side, where the dolmens sit under their own ancient shade. The afternoon is for the coast, where the tide pulls back and leaves the mudflats gleaming like wet leather. And the evening, if I'm lucky, is for the sky. I've got a plan which is unusual for me. There's a meteor shower tonight, the Perseides peak mid-August, and Gangwa's got a dark sky reputation that Incheon city lights can't touch. I'm told the Gangwa Astronomy Science Museum is hosting a special viewing night with a lecture and telescope time on their rooftop terrace. It starts at 7:30 p.m. and runs past midnight. The catch is that reservations opened yesterday at 11 a.m. on Naver, and I only heard about it this morning. So I do what any sensible person would do on a Sunday. I walk to the museum office in Gangwayup to see if there's a waiting list, and I brace myself for disappointment. The woman at the counter is kind but firm. The 40 spots per session went in under an hour, she says. But she adds, almost as an afterthought, that the parking lot opens to the public for free viewers. No telescope, but you can bring a blanket and lie on the grass. That's the kind of generosity that makes me love this island. I thank her and step back into the heat. The sun's burning off the cloud cover now, and the pavement is starting to hum. I need lunch. There's a place I spotted yesterday near the bus terminal, a low-key spot called Babhansang that does home-style set meals. It's the kind of place where the banchan arrives before you've even sat down, and the ajumma running it treats you like a wayward nephew. I order the ginseng chicken soup because when in Gangwa, you eat ginseng. The island is famous for it. The soil here grows a root that's supposedly stronger than the stuff from Jumsan, and the locals will tell you so with a certain pride. The soup arrives bubbling in a stone pot, the chicken falling apart at the touch of a spoon, the broth cloudy with garlic and jujube. Costs about 12,000 won, which is around $9, and it is the most restorative thing I've eaten all week. As I eat, I think about the practical side of this trip. Gangwa is an island, but it doesn't feel like one. There's no rail line, so everything runs on buses or rental cars. I've been using the local buses, which are sparse but reliable, and a T-Money card works everywhere. The thing that surprises people is the border geography. The northern part of the island, Yangtze Mayan and Jiadongdo, sits above the civilian control line. You need a permit to go up there, and even with one, you'll hit checkpoints where soldiers check IDs. I crossed the line yesterday to get to the Peace Observatory, and it's a strange feeling being a tourist at a military checkpoint. After lunch, I walk south through Gangwayup, past the Joyong Textile Building, the old 1933 rayon factory that's now a cafe and gallery. I duck inside for a cold drink, and the industrial bones of the place are magnificent. High ceilings, exposed brick, a giant weaving loom preserved as art. I order an iced Americano, which costs 4,500 won, and sit by the window watching the street. The neutro revival here is real, old factory spaces turned into places where young people come for brunch and aesthetic. But I'm not here for brunch. I'm here for the mudflats. Dongmak Beach is about 20 minutes by bus from town, and the tide is low by mid-afternoon, which means the flats are exposed. I take the bus, which costs 1,500 won, and step off to a horizon of brown and silver. The mud stretches so far it's hard to tell where it ends and the sea begins. There are a few families with buckets and shovels, digging for clams. The Gangwa mud is famous for its sujiat, salted shrimp, and the clams here are sweet and briny. I kick off my sandals and step onto the mud, and it's exactly as you'd imagine. Cool, squelchy, ancient. I walk out perhaps 100 meters before the ground gets too soft, and I just stand there watching the gulls will overhead. The West Sea here is more estuary than open ocean. The Han River empties out somewhere beyond the horizon, and the water is the color of milky tea. I think about the migratory birds that stop here on the East Asian, Australasian flyway, thousands of kilometers from wherever they started. It's a good place to feel small. By early evening, the cloud cover has broken for good. The forecast said 23 to 30 degrees today, and the heat is finally starting to ease as the sun drops toward the water. I take the bus back toward the museum, which sits on a low hill near the coast, and I arrive just as the parking lot is filling up with families and couples carrying blankets and coolers. The museum's rooftop terrace is open to the public, and I'm surprised by how many people have come. There's a hum of anticipation in the air, the kind you get before fireworks. I claim a patch of grass near the railing, lie back on a borrowed mat, and look up at a sky that is slowly transitioning from blue to violet to something deeper. The first meteor appears at 8:14 p.m., a quick silver scratch across the dark. A few people gasp. I find myself grinning like a child. Over the next hour, I count 11 more. Some are faint streaks, others bloom briefly and fade. The lecture inside the museum is ongoing. I can hear the muffled voice of an astronomer through the glass, but I prefer it out here, where the sky is the show. The air is cool now, and the smell of the mudflats drifts up from below. Somewhere beyond the horizon is North Korea. I can't see it, but I know it's there. The Peace Observatory was only a few kilometers away, and the border is never far from your mind on this island. I stay until nearly midnight, until the crowd thins and the meteors slow to one every few minutes. The parking lot lights go out one by one. As I walk back to my pension, a small room in Ganghwa Suite House Pension, which cost me 70,000 won for the night, I think about how different this is from the city. Incheon had its own energy, but here on the edge of the peninsula, the world slows down. The border makes it strange, the history makes it heavy, and the sky makes it beautiful. Tomorrow I'll head to the Fortress Row along the Ganghwa Strait, Gwangsingbo Fortress, and Deokjinjin, and maybe take a ferry to Siakmodo. There's a temple there, Bamunsa, with rows of small Buddha statues that I've heard about. But tonight, I'm carrying the memory of a meteor shower over an island that sits at the edge of a nation, and I feel lucky to have a bed that's only a short walk from the dark. If you're thinking of coming to Ganghwa, here's my advice. Rent a car if you can. The buses cover the basics, but the island rewards spontaneous detours. Bring a permit if you want to see the Peace Observatory, and check the tide tables before you chase the mudflats. And if you're here in August, check the museum's reservation page early for their meteor shower nights, or just show up at the parking lot with a blanket. The sky doesn't ask for a ticket. That's all for today. Annyeonghaseyo. I'll see you tomorrow from the fortress walls. The last image I have before I close my eyes is a meteor's tail, long and faint, etched against a sky full of more stars than I've seen in a long time. Ganghwa is quiet, and so is the night. It's a good way to end a day. I'll meet you on the road tomorrow. Until then, good night from the edge of the West Sea. And if you're listening from somewhere with its own summer sky, step outside. The show might be playing for you too. I'm Minjun Park, and this has been my day on Ganghwa Island. See you next time. Please note, the KETA exemption for many countries runs through the end of this year, and all arrivals need to file the e-arrival card within 3 days before landing. It's free. If you're staying over 90 days, the ARC application is the thing to sort. I'm glad that's behind me. That's the episode. Safe travels. The bus back to town takes the coastal road, and I watch the lights of the observatory shrink in the window. I think I'll remember this night for a long time. Good night, Ganghwa.